Welcome to Symptomatic Redness.
This is our discussion with the host of the Left Anchor podcast.
On a theoretical note, you guys mentioned that Machiavelli comes up a lot, and I am always fascinated by how people misunderstand or don't get his republicanism because they've only read the print. What are the lessons that a leftist can learn from Machiavelli?
Oh, lots, I think. A few things that are really interesting, I think, from reading the discourses and from teaching people that Machiavelli was actually about liberty and non-domination and was a true classical republican, which is to say that, you know, above all, politics is about power, but there are certain truths that he sees that are contingent and contextualized about both power in terms of, you know, whether it's from the prince, in terms of founding or in terms of preservation of a republic and what goes along with that. So there's a lot of interesting things in the discourses about what preserves and sustains liberty. And it's interesting. I don't know what you think about this, Derek, because liberty both seems to be instrumental for the glory of a lasting regime, but also maybe an end in itself. I don't know. It's hard to say because he's a little wily. But at the end of the day, it seems pretty clear to me that Machiavelli is on the side, right, of the average citizen, right, and the non-domination that should be kind of cultivated to produce a lasting, right, demos and regime. Does that ring true for you? Is that kind of the lines you were thinking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you read the discourses, or even the way that if you follow, like, his he has a dialectical argument pattern in The Prince where, like, he actually admits that a lot of his vice is bad. But it's plausibly deniable in a way that if you were dealing with a tyrant, you would be able to, like, disclaim it later.
Not get killed. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Hobbes and Machiavelli are both tricky that way in reading them. But there's a lot in there that is very insightful into practical politics too in The Prince. So I really enjoy the notion of risk taking as not simply what it is today, which is like it's risky to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like risk aversion is always, you know, what prudence is today in politics. But for Machiavelli, right, that could be a mistake, right? Not acting could be the real failure. You have to be bold sometimes. And the analogy to the kind of diagnosis of a disease, right? Like the earlier on, it's harder to tell what it is that you're needing to treat, but there's lots of options. There's lots of things you could do. If you wait so long that you know what the problem is, it might be too late to treat. You know what I mean? There's a cool thing about kind of political knowledge and action that I like. Just generally, there's a lot of richness in a lot of these texts that people just kind of poo-poo because they're old white dudes or something. And that's unfortunate, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you're the expert on Machiavelli, Alexi, but I would say even The Prince has maybe a little bit of relevance to a leftist movement insofar as it can emphasize that the need to do politics, you know, and politics often involves some, like, you know, some kind of some difficult choices, some shady, like a little cynicism. In some circumstances, it's hard to avoid that. But you look at someone who was really good at politics, someone like Lincoln or FDR, you know, Lincoln's abolition of slavery was in part a cynical, because it was an attack on the Confederate, you know, war machine, basically. But if you don't take into account the sort of like the power dynamics of the situation, in many cases, it can be impossible to actually get the thing that, you know, which can be that's like the greatest expropriation of wealth in the history of the U.S. But, you know, you can't, saying that needs to happen is pretty easy. Actually doing it is difficult.
Yeah. Lincoln's a good example. Lincoln's very Machiavellian. When it comes to, you know, his 1838 Lyceum address when he's a young politician and he's trying to avoid the Civil War, really. He's very young, not that popular yet. He's all about, you know, political religion should be worshiping the Constitution, obey the law, obey the law, obey the law. And then when he's president, he shifts. He's like, okay, now I'm going to do some of the things that need to be done to found a new state, which includes a lot of extra legal violence and a lot of things. and I'm going to found a new kind of myth of the nation and invoke scripture directly in my second inaugural. And he really adapts with, as I think Derek implied, a sense of the fact that being good is always better. But sometimes you need to appear to be good, even when you're doing some shady shit. and it's important to, you know, to use your power to effectuate those goals, right?
To hear the complete discussion, please subscribe to the Zero Books Patreon feed.